Last day, we made it.
It's fucking Halloween, y'all.
We made it. Happy Halloween.
Trick or treat.
We made it. 31,
we
man.
We made it. 31. Which I still haven't seen that movie, by the way. Rob Zombie's 31. Is it about Halloween?
No.
What is it about?
I don't know.
I don't even know. I feel like I should see it because I love Rob Zombie, but I don't have high expectations for it.
As a musician or as a movie director?
I love House of a Thousand Corpses and...
Just ask the question.
What's it called? Oh my God, what's the...
I don't care. I just don't... As a musician?
I like his music and I like his movies.
Okay.
But except for the remakes of Halloween. I don't like those. Sorry, I don't. But anyway, so today is a very, very special day to all of us listening. And because if you're listening, this is probably your favorite holiday of the year, if you're anything like me.
Okay.
Is this your favorite holiday or no?
I won't say favorite.
Okay. What's your favorite holiday?
I don't know if there's a favorite holiday. Maybe the ones that give you a day off from work. Halloween. If Halloween could give me a day off from work, it would be my favorite holiday.
You know, you could just take the day off like many of us have to.
But you know where I'm getting at, right?
Sure. Sell out. Just like sure, Columbus, Christopher Columbus. I love that guy.
I have to work on.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I get off every year.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the one who celebrates his.
I don't celebrate shit.
Imperialism and.
So. To celebrate, what better subgenre to choose to talk about today than zombie films?
Zombies.
So it's one final zombie day.
Zombies.
And
zombies.
I just love zombie films. I've had like, what, 3 or 4 on this list cliche. So far anyway? Cliche. It's not cliche. They will never die. Get it? I'm like cracked out right now. It's fine. It's so good. Bad. We're drinking this Nosferatu Imperial Red Ale from Great Lakes Brewing Co. And I don't know.
Thematically, it works.
Thematically, it just works so well. Red ale.
So you go first.
No, you know what? I'm going to let you go first while I sip my beer. Oh, because I think I went first last time anyway.
Okay. Mine is 1986. Ooh. And I saw this movie in the theater.
All right.
And I was so scarred.
So scarred.
Yeah. The Reanimator.
Okay.
What is that? What kind of response is that?
Okay.
And when I
still
first
can't
saw
believe
this,
then that you didn't want to walk up and talk to Jeffrey Combs or whatever while we were at the horror convention.
I didn't really care that much.
He was there. Yeah, and then that really cool movie poster was there. All I wanted was somebody to take that thing and go get it signed by him. Remember when we went over and saw that group who had really old, awesome, huge movie posters, like we looked through every single one.
Yeah,
there was a really good Reanimator poster, and I was like, go fucking get this thing signed.
Clearly wasn't that great because I don't remember what it looks like.
You don't remember anything from that weekend?
That might be true. Is partially true. Yeah.
Okay, anyway,
so I saw this at a 99-cent theater at Riverdale, Maryland.
Man, you were cheap. You went and saw a lot of 99-cent films. You bring this
theater
up a lot.
So I've probably been to this theater in Maryland maybe 4 times, so 3-4 times.
All right.
And then 3-4 times I've been there as a kid. I was like 9 years old, 9 or 10, around there. They were all horror movies. It was Reanimator, Return of the Living Dead, and there's one more. I can't remember what the other one was. But I remember seeing the Reanimator.
I saw The Bodyguard in my 99-cent
film. Decipher that it was a comedic horror film. They're supposed to be sort of wacky and funny, right?
Right.
I was like, I was just scared out of my mind. I was like, oh my God. I knew it was a lot of gore, like a practical effects type gore. I watched it as an adult thinking, why was I ever scared of this movie? But at the same time, I was like, this is great. And it was so low budget for that time. And I'm looking at it going, oh my God, this is so cheesy. But it was great. That dead cadaver on the table where it flips over and then the stomach comes out and like all of his entrails fall out. Or like the evil guy with his head and he tries to like go down on a girl, remember?
It's Barbara Crampton. And she was like, she was the main chick in that film.
Yeah.
And so she's a woman of horror now. And I just recently watched, I don't know if I've said it on one of these episodes yet, but Beyond the Gates. I was just looking it up because I wanted to say Barbara Crampton.
Yeah.
She's still around. She's still making horror movies. I love it. And yeah, she was in that horrible scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Man. Yeah. So, yeah.
Would you have shared, I think you shared it on our cover of the Scares the Care weekend. You shared that the wife left the guy
I read that the guy who
if you don't know, it's a zombie head that literally performs
like oral sex
on a female.
Yeah, so basically it's sexually like rapes her.
Yeah,
right. With his face. Mm-hmm.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah, so I read that the wife and the husband went to see the movie, whatever, premiered, and she was so horrified she left her husband.
That's so crazy.
After the movie,
she was like, "You did not do that scene, you bitch." It's been a long time since I watched that movie. I should definitely rewatch. It's been a long time.
I don't know why, but there's a Kanye West reanimator.
What?
And he like, that's yeah, weird. We did the poster. That's awesome. So weird.
Jesus, it is just the beginning. Oh, I can't. Okay.
And this Jay-Z's head, like, what is going
on?
That?
A quick Google search. You never know what you're gonna turn up. All right. So that's your best zombie film, huh?
It's not the best.
Your favorite.
So many. Like,
yeah.
28 Days Later and already.
Return of the Living Dead, yeah, Train to Busan. Yeah. God, I really love my zombie films, don't I? So to no surprise, go ahead and guess. What do you think I picked?
Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1978.
Yeah.
Dawn of the Dead. I just love it. I just love this film.
Sure, yeah.
It's really hard to pick between Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead for me. Oh my God, and I also had Last Man on Earth, which is actually, they're kind of chalked up to be more vampires than zombies. That was another movie on the list earlier. But in any case, Dawn of the Dead and Night of the Living Dead, obviously Dawn is the sequel to Night of the Living Dead, mm-hmm. right? Well, it is in time, but actually, like, Dawn of the Dead is interesting because you're actually seeing the moment that things are happening. You're seeing things play out on the news. You're basically immersed in, unlike 28 Days Later, where you wake up with your protagonist 28 days after whatever has happened, you're kind of living through the transition in society through the zombie apocalypse, like as it's happening. So you're watching it on the news. You're seeing people talk about it. You're seeing people confused as to what's going on. And then you see the news shut down, right? Mm-hmm. So you're in the thick of whatever's going on. And it's scary. You see the quick after effects of the panic. You see the SWAT team going into like housing units in an urban situation. And, you know, they're trying to like clear out buildings and it's just impossible. You know, the spread is happening too quickly. You see then people trying to flee and basically get into self-preservation, which is the theme of almost every single zombie film ever. How do I save myself and or do I help others or not in order to do so? Is it safer to be with people or is it safer to be alone? And George Romero, this was his second zombie film after Night of the Living Dead. And Night of the Living Dead had such a commentary about kind of racism and issues in society at the time. And then this film, he's obviously, you know, he continues with that social commentary, which I thought was fucking brilliant. P.S. His budget was estimated at $1.5 million and he grossed $55 million worldwide. I mean, it's one of those amazing stories of a horror film that's made on a dime and turns so much money, which I feel like the horror genre is like the only genre that really kind of has that happen as much as it does. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 93 approval rating. You know, it's nice and high as it should be. And it's just, it's had a lasting effect. I think Night of the Living Dead as well. I can't talk. Night of the Living Dead did as well have a lasting effect. But I think this movie, you see so many stories time after time after time that pick up on some of the, you know, plot lines and the characters or whatever. You see these like things come out, and even like Fear the Walking Dead, for instance, it's like you've got people in a certain situation. It's just also reminiscent of this particular movie in my mind. I think it just paved the way for so many zombie films. And, you know, it's got a lot of great zombie kill scenes, mm-hmm. which I know you made fun of me, but my piece of memorabilia that I got from the horror convention, a lot of the people who played all the zombies in Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead have signed, which I totally love. And, you know, you've got like...
Lose that already.
No, it's amazing. It's on my bookshelf in my living room and I'm very proud of it. And George Romero signed it. So he's just
maybe.
Like... What do you mean maybe? No, it's definitely his fucking signature. So I've got, I've just got like a huge heart for this movie. It's not like if you watch it, I mean, we had Tom Savini, who's the master of movie makeup. He was obviously, he was also in the movie. He was one of the bikers in the biker gang, but he was the movie makeup guy in this film. And I mean, like, they were kind of just painting like blue makeup on some people's face, some of the zombies' faces. So they don't really look that great. We weren't that sophisticated yet, but hey, it was the 70s, you know, let it go. Hmm. And they had a small budget. They had so many characters. I mean, they had like how many, I would love to know how many extras they had in this film, but
a lot.
They had a lot. Anyway, it's just, you know, from start to finish, it's just a really good time. And it's a commentary. I think I said this already, but a commentary on consumerism. It takes place in a mall. It's when things were, you know, humans were definitely starting to get really, really hyper-focused on materialism and all of that. And when malls became kind of a thing, which I try to do all I can to stay out of fucking malls anymore. So anyway, yeah, all people are zombies in one way or another. We're all like... We move in hordes and we take and we consume and we, I don't know, we stomp on others to get ahead and we do crazy shit. So I don't know. The theme of zombies will never go away because I think it hits home to us so much.
We can relate.
We can relate.
Yeah. And I just love it. I can't believe that we made it.
We made it.
We made it. 31 days. We had some hiccups because life got in the way.
Life does get in the way.
Yeah. Get in the way of fun. The things that we want to do, but we made it.
We did
and
make it.
I am
it.
Very proud.
I am too.
That we got to do this.
I also want to know if people enjoyed this because I know it's different from our usual format. I know these are much shorter.
Send us a text message.
A text message. If you look,
email,
if you're listening, if you've email. Made it this far, and if you've
drop,
listened
drop
to more than five of these out of the month of October and you enjoyed them, let us know. We'd really appreciate it. Yeah. Email us at onefinalscare@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at One Final Scare. Yeah. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know. And we're hoping to, by before the end of the year is over, to do another live show. But things are being planned. and so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
We can invite you all to Lorton, Virginia, where we'll be.
Oh, we're not gonna do it here.
Or Waldorf, Maryland.
We'll do it on this, like, on this balcony here.
And yeah, yeah. So. But yeah, it's life has gotten a little busy, but we hope to keep this going. And like I said, we'll probably do it next, as we mentioned before. But we have so many movies now that we have learned from each other over the way, God. And ones that we want to rewatch again. So hey, if you want to throw us a line and say you guys covered one that you should really watch, or you didn't cover something,
we missed something
that we missed, let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween.
Be safe. Be smart.
Be smart.
Don't eat.
Be scared.
Don't eat tainted candy.
Candy. Don't eat candy corn. Ugh.
Candy corn.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Awful. The worst.
It's like
pumpkins are worse.
It's like machine oil, like colored
machine oil.
Like, yeah.
Anyway,
this is Minky.
This is Tracy.
Signing off.
See ya.
Bye.